This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson, podcasting from gorgeous Mile High, Colorado Springs. The Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at warriormindcoach.com. Use the pull-down menu and look for the blog. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your RSS feed or iTunes, and please share this with your friends, neighbors, and relatives. If this is your first time listening, thank you for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. Setter and our unconscious mind is the goal getter. So if we're getting something different than what we set out to achieve, most likely there's some subconscious interference in that. And that would be by beliefs, values, etc. But it all comes down to a decision. At any point in time, we are confronted with decisions, whether we know it or not. When we wake up in the morning, we can decide to stay in bed or go to work. We don't have to go to work. Yes, there are ramifications if we don't, but the decision is ours. And when we start to understand that we can make decisions, and this is what the book goes over, is we want to make very conscious and deliberate decision. And Barker, he provides very, very, very specific steps in balancing a decision-making power in your favor. And it's really a powerful, powerful book. And it is a longer than normal book, but some of the main points which I use in my coaching and my life is, you know, developing the habit of making better decisions leads to living a better life. So if you look at your life and go, man, I wish I was in better shape. I wish I could eat better. I wish I had more money. I wish I, you know, any of these wishes, they came about because of decisions you made in the past. And so if we want to have a better future, we have to make better decisions. And one of the keys is understanding that we are always at a choice point. We can always decide to have the donut or not have it. We can decide to go to the gym or not go to the gym. We can decide to look for a new job or not look for a new job. We can decide to stay in an unhealthy relationship or leave. But it's when we make these better decisions based on what we want in the future, it has a dramatic effect. Also, indecisive people are failure prone. So if we don't make decisions, we are apt to be, quote, failure. That is, I would say failure is more in line with getting what we don't want, because we're allowing our unconscious mind to drive our thoughts and our behaviors, right? There's that TFAR model. Thoughts lead to feelings, lead to actions, lead to results. And thoughts are basically decisions. We can, a decision, should I do this, should I do that, is a thought. And we go by our feelings and we have actions and results. But if we're indecisive, if we don't make a decision, we have made a decision not to succeed. Especially if we say we want to lose weight and then we don't make a decision on going to the gym or eating healthy, we've made a decision to fail. That is, not to get what we want. And indecisive people are failure prone, meaning that they will get exactly what they don't want. So he goes on to talk about that the subconscious mind can either help us or hold us back from every conscious decision. So again, if we look at, you know, the effects of our subconscious, we just look at our reality. We look at how much we weigh, we look at our relationships, we look at our income, we look at everything. All of that comes around by the programming of our subconscious or unconscious mind. The conscious mind can say, yeah, I'm going to go out and get a new job. And you may apply for jobs that your unconscious says, no, you can't go for a VP, you can only do a director. And then you'll get a new director job, but you won't make any income. So we want to be able to have the subconscious and the conscious mind in alignment. We want to start to reprogram our unconscious mind, change our limiting beliefs, then act just like those limiting beliefs. Not act as if, but act that you have it. And so this congruence between the two of them is exceptionally important. And the success, meaning getting what you want or getting what you don't want, is all how you use your mind. It all starts in the mind. You've heard it from everybody, Tony Robbins, Brendon Burchard, so many others, Mark Divine, we all talk about it, but you really need to understand it's in your mind, and that's where decisions are made. Decisions are made in your mind. You either do this or you do that. And that's where success and failure come from. It all comes in the mind. You can either take action, which is decision, or you can not take action, which is decision. Both of those are going to lead to a result, either getting what you want or getting what you don't want. But it all starts in the mind. And you can read 1,000 books about mental strength and mind power and breaking the habit of being yourself and all these other great books. The books are wonderful, but if you don't apply, meaning start to investigate, go deep into your unconscious mind. What are those limiting beliefs that are holding you back? What are the beliefs that are powering your decisions? And are those decisions taking you to a place you want to go? It all starts in the mind. And this is where a coach can be extremely, extremely helpful, challenging you on your beliefs, challenging you on your actions or lack of, asking you what do you really want and the steps that you need to take to get there, then holding you accountable for doing that. And only the dreamer, the people who have a vision, who acted with decision on their dream, they created something new and valuable. So you have a vision of what you want. You have a dream. You have a goal. And then you acted with a decision that every action you take is going to align with the result that you want. Those are the individuals that produced the results that they want, which was something new and valuable. Because when we talk about setting goals and having big dreams, those are things that you've never created in your life. So we want to make sure that when we set goals and set objectives and set dreams, that it's something you have never, ever, ever, ever created in your life. And you may even ask yourself, man, how am I going to achieve it? That's a great response when you put down a goal. But then you have that and you say, in order to achieve it, I need to take this action, this action, this, making a decision each and every day to take an action to get you closer towards that goal and dream, then you will create something new and valuable in your life. The thing is, we always know what decisions we should make, but we usually lack the courage to follow through. We know we shouldn't eat that donut, but we lack the conviction, the courage, the willpower, if you will, to follow through. We know we can get paid more than what we're getting paid, but we don't have the courage to ask for the raise or apply for a job with a higher level. We know deep inside, and this is where coaching really is the heart of coaching, is to help clients understand that they know the decision to make and helping them have the courage to make that decision. Because if we make decisions based on what we've done in the past, we're not thinking new. We're not doing anything new, and we're going to keep getting those same results or similar results. So we want to start to challenge ourselves, think out of the box, and make these big, empowering decisions. So we're faced with decisions. Some are small and some are larger, like what should we eat for dinner and should I get a new job, right? All of those things face us constantly. And others, again, it's the jobs, the careers, we have these decisions, but every day we are making a decision, whether we realize it or not. And all decisions have a potential impact on our lives in a significant way. It's that butterfly effect. If I have that donut today, then tomorrow I may have one or two and two and three. And then that butterfly effect extends in the future and gets a result that we don't want. So all of our decisions have a potential dramatic impact on us in our future lives. And so when we look at power decisions, these are some of the areas in our life that we are constantly faced with decisions. Our everyday lives, what should I wear? It may not sound like a lot, but it is a decision. What time should I leave to go to work? What should I do at the gym? All of these are everyday decisions, but if we don't make them, we are then creating the habit of not deciding what we want. Even on the small things, how you do anything is a reflection of how you do everything. If you don't purposely make a decision on the small things, what you should have for lunch, what you should wear, you're not going to have the power to make the decisions on the big things. Our careers, right? We can make decisions on our careers, or we can just sit, do our job, and hope we get recognized and get a promotion and get a cost of living raise and move on because we haven't made the decision that we're worth more and we're going to go after something more. Our relationships, we're stuck in a relationship that's not fulfilling. The devil known is better than the devil unknown. So we make a decision to stay in that relationship, become numb to it, and not work at it. We can make a decision to leave it or put our effort into it and make it work. These are all points in our life where we make decisions every single day. Our health. We make health decisions every day. Am I going to drink water when I wake up? Am I going to have a healthy breakfast? Am I going to walk 10,000 steps? Am I going to do cardio? Am I going to meditate? Am I going to do yoga? Am I going to stretch? All of that's in our health. We can face those decisions every single day. And do we make the right decisions, or do we make a decision that helps us go towards success in that area? Or if we don't make a decision, we're definitely going towards failure. Our finances, our well-being, all of these are areas in our life that every single day, at least every day, if not once a week, we consciously or unconsciously face decisions. And if we default to the way we've been doing, if we don't consciously decide what decisions we're going to make, we're going to keep floundering around. And then we're going to blame the circumstances. We're going to blame our boss. We're going to blame our partner because we didn't make a decision to change. We didn't make a decision to make the relationship better. We didn't make a decision to ask for a raise or go for a new job. We didn't make the decision. So when we don't make the decisions, then it opens up the door for us to play the victim. And a lot of us do it very, very, very well. If you want to be the warrior, you make a decision in each of those areas of life and say, this is what I want. These are the actions I'm going to take, and I'm going to start today. So keep in mind that the power of decision is something that you should never, ever, ever underestimate. So it's the power of indecision and also the power of decision. Both of those are very, very powerful. And the decisions we make can and will have a big impact in our lives in all areas. It may not show up tomorrow, it may not show up the next day, but keeping those decisions or lack thereof will show up eventually. They will surface, and then we're going to wonder why we got into this mess. And if we look back, we can see that we either made decisions or didn't make decisions that contributed to that mess. And by making careful and thoughtful decisions, we can create the life that we want. It's all based on decisions. I hope you understand this, that when you wake up, you decide what you want, and you can do, well, and it's okay if you're like, okay, today I'm going to just be a little bit easy. I'm going to go. If that's what you want to do, fine. But if you have a burning desire, if you have a big goal, if you have a life that you want to create, every single day is important. It's like the compound effect. If you put a decision into place every single day, that gets you there, the Kaizen effect, you'll get there. If not, it may take you longer, if at all. So if you liked this podcast and want to see the show notes, you can visit warriormindcoach.com. While you're over there, you can find out other articles, other podcasts, and how to reach out to me for a breakthrough session. Since you'll be on the internet, please visit and or follow me on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest under Warrior Mind Coach. And by making careful and thoughtful decisions, we can create the life that we want. It's all based on decisions. I hope you understand this, that when you wake up, you decide what you want, and you can do, well, and it's okay if you're like, okay, today I'm going to just be a little bit easy. I'm going to go. If that's what you want to do, fine. But if you have a burning desire, if you have a big goal, if you have a life that you want to create, every single day is important. It's like the compound effect. If you put a decision into place every single day, that gets you there, the Kaizen effect, you'll get there. If not, it may take you longer, if at all. So if you liked this podcast and want to see the show notes, you can visit warriormindcoach.com. While you're over there, you can find out other articles, other podcasts, and how to reach out to me for a breakthrough session. Since you'll be on the internet, please visit and or follow me on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest under Warrior Mind Coach. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you like what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS or podcast feed. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.